The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things going on in the sports world. If you've been hiding under a rock, college football is here, and that can only mean one thing. NFL football is right around the corner as well. Thursday, it all gets kicked off. Green Bay and Seattle in the Fail Mary return. We'll see what happens in that game. But a lot of things to go through over the weekend. U.S. Open in full throttle. Tony Stewart going to make his start today for the first time since that fatal crash. We'll see how he does. The Brew Crew falling apart 100% on me. Just unbelievable what happened there. Peavy has a no-hitter almost through 8 innings. The Badgers blew a big one last night. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I hope I'm doing better than you are after that Wisconsin game on Saturday night.
We'll get into that deep, believe me, but unbelievable. I almost want to get that coach fired. I'm not quite sure what Melvin Gordon wasn't doing on the field in the second half, but a lot of things to talk about. We're just getting warmed up. On the other side, Mary Nemitz from TixForCause.com. That's T-I-X, the number 4cause.com. We talk to her each and every week about a featured charity of the week and then what their mission is there at Tix for Cause. So keep it close. A lot going on in the sports world. Get on board. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. But keep it close. We'll be right back in just a few with Mary Nemitz from Tix for Cause right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
Remember the beginning of summer when you had dreams?
I'm going camping every weekend.
I'm definitely gonna thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. Probably 2 or 3 times.
Just getting my bike tuned up to cycle across America.
While we may have been overambitious, at REI, there's still time to make summer dreams come true. Save up to 30% on the best in outdoor gear and clothing at the REI Labor Day Sale and Clearance, August 22nd through September 1st.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Alrighty, welcome back. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. We are now going to hook up with none other than Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. That's T-I-X, the number 4.com. And we talk to her each and every week about a featured charity as well as the mission of what ticksforcause.com is. And, Jeff, I don't know if you read those emails that I send you each and every week from Mary, but I'm learning more and more every week how big of a sports fan Mary really is. She doesn't only watch those games in Chicago. She travels to go to South Bend or wherever to watch Notre Dame and company. Just an unbelievable thing with how much of a sports fan Mary Nemitz really is. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. I think I'm doing a lot better than you after that game last night. Trust me, you were the first person I was thinking of.
You know, look, I don't think I'm a genius or anything, but I'm one of those people that say if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. Melvin Gordon is one of, if not the best runners in college football, and for some reason or another, they took him totally out of the game plan in the second half. The Badgers fell apart in the second half. One of the worst coaching jobs I think I've ever seen, to be honest with you. And again, look, I have really no loyalty to Wisconsin. I didn't go to Wisconsin. I went to Minnesota and then finished at Arizona State University. But the truth of the matter is that I am a fan of, obviously, all the Wisconsin teams, and that was definitely a letdown, a great first half, and then just a complete shutdown in the second half. But it happens, and it is what it is, and there'll be another 12 games or so, and they'll have an opportunity to go out there and win football games. But really just a poor, poor second half played by the Wisconsin Badgers, definitely.
Yeah, it was a tough one, and like I say, coming off of it was such a great game at South Bend yesterday. You know, that first game, almost perfect weather up until the rain came, but it was just a great day to be able to be there and take in the spectacle of college sports. It's just such a fun time, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is great. I love each and every week when I get your emails and you tell me what you're doing and whatnot, it actually is just awesome. And again, like I said, I learn more and more each and every week how big of a sports fan you truly are. And like you said, I'm definitely ready for some football as well. And we'll have the NFL coming up here on Thursday, Packers in Seattle, so that should be pretty awesome. But
game.
let's get into ticksforcause.com. Mary, tell us what your mission is there.
Andy, our mission is to make every entertainment purchase, whether it be sports, concerts, you name it, to matter for a charity, and a charity of you, the purchaser's choice. That's our mission. Ticks for Cause is the ticket website with a heart. We literally have millions and millions and millions of tickets to events all over the country, and we're the only website out there that allows you to buy those tickets and benefit the cause of your choice at no extra cost to you. And if you have tickets to events that you can't go to, like a football game, like a baseball game, like a concert, come to Ticks for Cause. You get a tax benefit. You donate those to the charity of your choice, and that charity benefits in a huge way when those tickets sell. So that's who we are, and that's what we do.
It is a beautiful thing, to be honest with you. And again, Jeff and myself have used ticksforcause.com to purchase tickets. First and foremost, I got to tell you, top-notch seats, A-plus on that. I sat right by the dugout during spring training. So I'll tell you what, the seats that you can purchase on there are top-notch for sure. And there's no better place to get your tickets than ticksforcause.com. Mary, let's talk about the featured charity of the week. Lay it on us.
Happy to. With this being the end of August, I wanted to make sure we mentioned one of our charity members, and it's the National Psoriasis Foundation, the Midwest chapter. They're a large affiliate of the National Psoriasis Foundation. And the purpose of Psoriasis Awareness Month, which is taking place or which is just winding up in August, was really to bring attention to people who have this disease or don't even know they have this disease yet, and also for people who don't even know what this is, to bring awareness to what it is, to what it isn't, and to help them raise funds to find a cure.
Yeah, and Jeff, get involved here. Go ahead, throw something at Mary.
Hey Mary, if somebody's particularly interested in helping out psoriasis, maybe has some extra tickets laying around, what would they need to do to get their tickets up on the site and help out with a donation to go towards psoriasis awareness?
Jeff, it's very, very simple. Go to ticksforcause.com, click on the donate button, fill in the information. You can either upload the tickets if you have e-tickets. A lot of times people who are season ticket holders, they can easily transfer them electronically to Ticks for Cause. It's all spelled out in the form there. And literally, within 2 minutes, those tickets are uploaded into our site. They get the tax acknowledgement letter that basically says exactly what they've done. They've donated these tickets to the National Psoriasis Foundation, and we get those tickets up on our site. We use our technology to help market and sell those tickets, and everyone literally in this process wins, the foundation, the buyers, the donors. It's just a really, really, really great thing.
Mary, let me ask you, psoriasis is something that obviously we haven't found a cure for, and can you tell us a little bit more about this awful disease?
Absolutely. The thing about it is that it is not, the first thing I want people to understand, it's not contagious. So if you see someone, or you know someone who is affected by this, it's not contagious. It's a chronic genetic autoimmune disease. So if you don't already have the genes for this, you're not going to be someone who gets this disease. And there's a trigger. Something happens. Sometimes it's a tattoo. Sometimes it's an injury to your skin, a scrape, you name it. That's the trigger point that starts this disease. So it's important that people who have psoriasis realize get treatment. While there's no cure yet, there is all different types of treatments available that will help you possibly avoid other issues, medical issues that come up if this goes untreated. And those other medical issues are severe. It's heart disease, stroke, diabetes, Crohn's disease, you name it. And as we've talked before in the past, depression is also another big element of this disease. People who have it, it's a misunderstood disease. They feel embarrassed. They get separated, and depression kicks in. And as we talk about everything, awareness is not only everything, it's also knowledge, it's power. People who get this information, they know where they can go to get help. They know where they can go to help get counseling and get treatment. It just all helps for a much more coordinated effort to treat this disease and help get it under control until we have a cure.
You know, Mary, this just makes me think about something in general. How much more aware of these awful diseases have you become because of your involvement with TicksForCause.com?
It's unbelievable, the education that every single one of us at Ticks for Cause, starts with me up at the top, all the way down with our whole team, what we learn about these different organizations who are there trying to find cures, trying to help in so many different unique ways. It's an honor and it's a privilege to be able to do what we do every single day. The stories, Andy and Jeff, if you could just hear the stories that we get to hear every single day from people who are trying to help their cause, and for people who come in and realize that they are able to help,
yeah,
just by doing the things they were going to do anyways. It's truly a beautiful thing.
Mary, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. And I got to tell you, I get an education each and every week as well. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you do for us.
You guys are the best. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And take care. We'll talk next week.
Sounds great. Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com joining us as she does each and every week here on the program. Get on board, buy your tickets there. We'll be right back. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things to talk about. We just got done with Mary Nemitz, CEO and founder of TicksForCause.com. If you're going to purchase tickets, please go to their website, check it out. You're doing yourself a huge favor. First and foremost, you'll get great seats. Second of all, or maybe even first, you're going to be able to donate to a charity of your choice, and up to 90% gets used by that charity. So great way to go out and benefit somebody else if you're going to go to those games anyway. TicksForCause.com, T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. Jeff, let's get into some sports. You know, yesterday I watched the Badgers play LSU, a great football game for about a half, and then all of a sudden a terrible letdown in the second half. Terrible coaching by the Badgers, if you ask me, first and foremost. I don't understand why Melvin Gordon isn't on that field a lot more in the second half. Any thoughts?
Well, you know, part of me wants to defend, you know, may put this on the LSU defense a little bit. They took away the run, and I don't know that Melvin Gordon's a complete running back yet. You know, they were talking on the broadcast that, you know, he's trying to say, you know, he can pick up the blitz and everything else. But when push came to shove, when McAvoy was throwing the football every down, it came to the point where he just wasn't on the field, and I didn't understand it. I do agree that most certainly that Gary Anderson got out coached in circles by Les Miles and the LSU Tigers in the second half of Saturday night's game. But you got to hand it to LSU. I mean, they wore down that Wisconsin defense, and of course Wisconsin suffered some injuries up on the up in their front four, and I think that made the difference ultimately in the fourth quarter. But yeah, I mean, kudos to LSU. They proved that they, they're not a team that ever gives up, despite being in such, in a 24-10 hole.
Agree 100%. And you know, I do expect Les Miles to come out and do what he does. He's a good coach. Obviously, has a lot of talent there at LSU. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I have to think that the Badgers have really let one slip by and had a good opportunity to put themselves in the top 10 in the country, and then obviously have a chance, an outside chance, at a national title. But you know what? It's over. It's done. We'll see what happens. They'd have to go back and rebound. But ultimately, again, when you don't step up in that big game, it makes it very difficult. And, last year when they went to Arizona State University and lost the opportunity to win that football game, you would think that they would have come out this season with some serious fire and emotion and be ready to play this game for the whole time, for 60 minutes. So very disappointing effort. And again, just something that I don't understand, how you don't have one of the best running backs, if not the best running back, in college football on that field as much as humanly possible, especially in the second half when you could wear out a defense and put some pressure on those linebackers to make plays and the defensive ends to be able to push the offensive line. So I kind of disagree with you on that. The guy was running very effectively in the first half. The first carry that he had in the second half was a 57-yard blast or something like that. So I kind of disagree with you 100%. I think it was a total letdown by the Badgers coaching staff. And ultimately, if I were a Badger fan, I'd be calling for his head. And I wouldn't want that guy to be coaching my team. So a very, very
I'd be upset, too. I would definitely be upset with Gary Anderson. And one thing I want to get in on this game before you move on is that I want to give kudos to Wisconsin for playing this game. Because if you look around the rest of the Big Ten, you know, Ohio State playing Navy is arguably acceptable, but a lot of these Week 1 games in the Big Ten were just awful. And, I appreciate that Wisconsin will play a neutral site game with LSU to open the season. I think that, I think that's a big statement for that program. You know, of course, it helps to win that game, but, scheduling these big games, I mean, there were only five of them this weekend, but it's certainly a good experience for the fan to get these games instead of seeing FCS schools like we did in Arizona State.
Well, and I can agree with that, and I can appreciate that, because there are a lot of those teams that go out there and play the little sisters of the poor, and they beat up on them, and then they have this unbelievable record, and they score 70 points and whatnot. So I can appreciate that as well. But ultimately, you got to win these big games. Speaking of a big game and a big-time player, Jameis Winston gets it done for Florida State. That was a pretty exciting football game, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, and you know what all these exciting football games have in common are, you know, it's Power 5 versus Power 5, you know, playing in the biggest football, you know, biggest American football venue that we have in this country, you know, the Jerry Dome there in Arlington, Texas. You know, Jameis Winston looked a little bit vulnerable. This wasn't at all like the Labor Day game against Pitt a year ago. This was, you know, he had to scratch and claw and put together a hell of a run to keep Oklahoma State at bay. I thought that Oklahoma State came very well prepared. Obviously not as talented as Florida State, but it didn't really show until Florida State was able to pull away at the end.
Absolutely. No, I agree 100%. We'll keep it rolling. Again, just that was an incredible football game. What do you think of the UCLA Virginia game?
I think that it's possible that Virginia's better, but you know I'm on that UCLA bandwagon. At least I was going into this game. And Brett Hundley, you know, he got in the end zone with his legs, but UCLA struggled on offense. They struggled to pull away from Virginia, and Virginia was in the game until the last minute. I think that. You know, my takeaway from that game is that UCLA plays sluggish in the first half when they have those 9 a.m. West Coast kickoffs. We saw it against Nebraska a year ago, and then they pulled away in the second half. Didn't quite dominate Virginia quite as much, but, you know, that Virginia football team might not be as bad as they've been in years past. Everybody wonders why Mike London is, still has a job there, but, you know, I'll tell you what, I saw some good quarterback play yesterday. I saw them play well on defense against, obviously a dynamic weapon like Brett Hundley, a quarterback. And, I think ultimately when UCLA flies back to the West Coast, feeling relieved that they're coming home with a victory.
You know, you brought up an interesting point, and we see it more often than not. When West Coast teams travel to the East Coast or the East Coast teams travel to the West Coast, they sometimes struggle, and they're not up for those games. How difficult do you think it is to change your normal routine from being out on the West Coast and then obviously coming to the East Coast and playing those football games or vice versa? How difficult do you really think that is for these guys?
Well, I think it's difficult to adjust the clock. I don't know about early in the season because, you know, you figure these teams, especially in Southern California, they got to be on the football field at 6 a.m. to beat the heat in the summer. So, you know, as far as being mentally prepared to play at 9 a.m., I don't think that it's quite as big a deal as the wear and tear of travel. I mean, you know, it's not like in the NFL where these teams fly in Thursday or Friday night to play on Sunday. I mean, they go to class, you know, typically they're going to go to class on Friday. I'm not sure if UCLA had started or not yet, but, you know, sometimes they'll go to class on Friday and leave at noon on Friday afternoon and land at, you know, 7 or 8 p.m. on the East Coast, and they have to play a football game. You know, 15 hours later. So, you know, I think that it's a factor, but I think it's more the wear and tear. And, you know, and if that's the case, I think that East Coast teams traveling west go through the same experience.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, you know, it doesn't matter if you're going from the East Coast to the West Coast or the West Coast to the East Coast, blah, 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 back and forth. Either way, I think it is difficult because it gets you out of your normal routine. And I tend to agree with you. I don't necessarily think it's so much the time change. It's the travel. It's the lack of sleep. It's the hustle and bustle of getting to your hotel and getting ready to go for the night and then getting up and getting going for the next day. I think it's just a tough, tough deal for a lot of different reasons. And for some reason or another, you see it more often than not that when teams have to travel from coast to coast, they struggle. And with that being said, UCLA struggled, but they were still able to get it done, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. And one more thing I'd like to add to that. You know, you brought up that Wisconsin-Arizona State game from a year ago. You know, Wisconsin's traveling west, and they got a 10:30 p.m. kickoff. I mean, you know, you could argue that the practices take place early in the morning, but, you know, playing a game at 10:30 or, you know, 9:30 at night if you're coming from the Central Time Zone, that's still got to wear on you a little bit. So, But, you know, UCLA gets it done, and, you know, I think that they maintain a top 10 ranking. You know, we'll find out on Monday morning. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, winning the football game is paramount to everything else.
Absolutely. A lot to talk about in the world of sports. We're just kind of breaking down some of the college football from over the weekend as it is here. College football, and that only means one thing, Jeff. We've got some NFL football coming in less than a week now with the Green Bay Packers in Seattle getting it kicked off on Thursday night. So very excited about what's to come with the next few weeks and next few months. We've got a lot of great action when you really think about it. NFL football is king. College football is pretty darn close to a lot of people. So very excited about what we've got coming here in the next few months. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our main man, our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We talked to him about baseball, and that's another sour note for me too, Jeff, by the way. The Milwaukee Brewers just continue to shoot themselves in the foot. Almost didn't even get a hit last night. Jake Peavy had a no-no almost through 8 innings. They did break it up. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back with John Poulter.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Ready for another luxurious offer?
You know I am.
Good, because it's more fabulous savings from the new paint studio at Ace.
Oh, cha-ching.
This Labor Day weekend, get $5 off instant savings with your Ace Rewards card on gallons of Clark & Kensington, Royal, Valspar Optimus, and Valspar Aspire.
It's a color tropolis.
Exclusively at Ace.
Ace is a place to help the hardware folks.
Present Ace Rewards card August 29th through September 1st to get savings instantly in-store. Limit 3 gallons. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he always does. He's in Phoenix, Arizona. By the way, Jeff, in case you didn't know, this week I'm coming to you live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as I'm here for Labor Day weekend visiting the family and whatnot. So I guess that's why this one's hitting me more so than it would normally. If I was there in the desert, I probably would have watched the game and enjoyed it and whatnot and just been kind of upset. But at the end of the day, I got to see this left and right in the newspapers and on TV and whatnot. So making it a little bit more difficult. We are going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to get into some baseball. And to do that, we've got our guy, our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, coming to us all the way from Canada. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well. How are the two of you today?
I am pretty good. Obviously, in Milwaukee, I've played almost played two rounds of golf. There's a lot of rain here, by the way, in case you didn't know, but a lot of rain, something that we're not really that accustomed to seeing there in the Valley of the Sun. But at the same time, green is beautiful, so you can play golf in the rain to a certain degree, but when you're playing with your father and his buddies that don't want to get wet, you just can't go out there and play. So trying to play some golf. We'll get out there today with my brother and a couple of friends that I've had for a long, long time here in Milwaukee, and hopefully we get to enjoy a full round of 18 holes. But other than that, John, I'm doing pretty good and can't complain.
Well, that's good. And obviously, Wisconsin is a better climate to be playing golf in at this time of year, and more importantly, spending some time with the family. So I'm sure you're enjoying it.
I don't know about that. That's debatable, John. Actually, just kidding. But yeah, absolutely great to see the family for sure. All the kids and whatnot. So it's been a lot of fun. And I don't know about the better playing golf though, because the one thing I know I'm going to get it done in Arizona. There's nothing that's going to hold me back from playing. But let's get into some baseball here. And since we're on this theme of Milwaukee, why don't we start there, where Jake Peavy almost had a no-no, got broken up in the eighth inning by the Brewers. But the Brewers are struggling, and they continue to let Pittsburgh and the Cardinals hang around.
Yeah, that division is probably as interesting as we thought it was going to be, and it's going to come down to the wire as closely as we thought it was going to be. Interesting that the Cardinals are starting to make that little bit of a run now. They're a game back of the Brewers, and you've got to think that this weekend the Brewers have a bit of a tougher schedule, still being on the West Coast, whereas the Cardinals are playing the Cubs. So you have to kind of figure that that's advantage St. Louis. But from St. Louis's standpoint, good news for them is that Yadier Molina came back on Friday night, and that's got to be a huge boost, and that's probably better than any trade deadline deal that any team could make to get a catcher of that caliber back and running your pitching staff again. So looking forward to another close race in that division. And, Pittsburgh are coming along nicely. They're only two games behind the Brewers now, and they're right in the thick of that postseason race. So just as it was last year, I think that's going to be the division to watch in terms of the number of teams that are competitive at the end of the year.
Very good point. Like you said, three teams will be battling it out: Milwaukee, St. Louis, Pittsburgh. Cincinnati has definitely fallen off a little bit. And then we all know about the Cubs, that they were never in it to start with. So interesting how that's shaked out. The Brewers have lost four in a row. St. Louis has won one, and then Pittsburgh has won four, and they seem to be the team that is playing the best right now. But I do think Molina is going to help as well. There's nothing that you can do to replace a guy like that, to be honest. So big for them. We'll see if the Brewers can hold things off. Jeff, do you have anything else you want to add on this, or should we keep moving on?
Well, I was ready to move into the East and the West and the National League and ask John about Washington pulling away from Atlanta. And then you have the Dodgers and Giants on top of the West. One of those teams will probably get the wild card. And everybody looks at the teams at the top of the East and the West, and they just say, look, the rest of the division is dreadful. Who do you think, John, has a better advantage as far as the division they play in with the imbalanced schedule, Washington in the East or the two California teams out West?
Well, I haven't looked in any great detail at the individual schedules, Jeff, but working on the basis that most of the games in September are within their own division, I have to think the advantage would be with Washington, simply because the rest of that division seems to have fallen away. Miami continues to kind of try and hang in there, but, you know, again, they find themselves 11 back, having lost 6 of their last 10. The Braves just seem to be falling back again at the end of the year, just like they did last year, and clearly Washington is on one heck of a roll right now. Dodgers and San Francisco, Dodgers still hold a 2.5 game lead, but they've lost their last two, and San Francisco is on a 5-game roll, so there's some games left between those two teams. So I think that's going to get awfully interesting as well. And certainly Jake Peavy is a different picture in San Francisco than he was in Boston. And does that tell us that we look too closely at a pitcher's one-loss record? In reality, it's the strength of the team that he's playing for that actually makes a big difference, because he's obviously the same pitcher. All he's done is change teams and uniforms.
Well, or you could say a change of scenery might be good, too.
Oh, very much so. And I think that the mere fact that you go to a team that you know has a chance to win, as opposed to a team that is very clearly building for the future, for a guy of Peavy's age, who's obviously on the downside of his career, has to be a big factor as well.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Let me ask you something about San Francisco here real quick. I get the MLB at bat app, and anytime anything big is going on, anytime a player's injured and leaves the game, I get a text update, and I also get them for when pitchers are working on no-hitters through 5 or 6 innings. And I got to tell you, lately, between Madison Baumgartner, Jake Peavy, and a few of the others on that San Francisco staff, it seems like every other night I'm getting a text that a San Francisco Giant pitcher is working on a no-hitter. What is that? Is that San Francisco's defense? Is it the ballparks that they're pitching in, or is it just an amazing accumulation of talent?
I think it's more an accumulation of talent, Jeff. The Giants had a terrible year last year. They've been a pretty good, consistent team for about the last 4 or 5 years, and I think last year was a down year, certainly overshadowed by the Dodgers' great run that started around the middle of the season, and everybody kind of forgot about San Francisco. But there's an awful lot of good young talent on that team, both on the field and on the pitching mound, and a lot of those guys are signed for the next 2 or 3 years. So I think there's a real good window there for San Francisco, and, you have 4 or 5 good guys in your rotation, and, it's amazing how quickly you can get back into a race, because I think we all understand that pitching is at least 70% of the game.
Absolutely. That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us as he does each and every week, talking Major League Baseball. Let's flip it over to the American League, and let's get into the West a little bit. This has been unbelievable, what's going on here. It's been neck and neck, obviously, the Angels and Oakland, but right now the Angels have a 4-game lead. They've won 5 in a row. Oakland's lost 3 in a row. Is there a changing of the guard happening here? And is this what we finally, kind of what we expected from the Angels maybe a year ago or so? Are we finally getting it now?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see the Angel team that we sort of expected to see last year when they added guys like Hamilton and Pujols and so on and so forth. Interesting situation that we've got going in the West there. On August the 9th, which is just about 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks and a day, the A's had a 4-game lead. Now they're 4 games behind. And Jeff raised a real good point last week when we talked about this, that he wondered if the A's had over-tinkered with their team at the trading deadline. And
yep.
I sort of agreed with him and said that, in my mind, yes, they'd added some good players, but, your roster is still 25 players. So with addition, there's always some subtraction, and sometimes the subtraction is a bigger subtraction than you think it is. And, I look at the fact that the A's have not scored a run in 2 games. Obviously, their offense is drying up. And I have to wonder, did they perhaps underestimate the loss of Cespedes when he went to Boston in the Lester deal? Did they trade the wrong guy? It has to make you wonder in terms of what they have in terms of power now. If you can't score a run in 2 games, you've clearly got some kind of a problem. And yesterday the Angels threw 8 pitchers at them in a 9-inning game, and you don't see that very often either.
Yeah.
Hey John, I've got some breaking news on that very subject. It just came across the wire now that the A's have acquired Adam Dunn and cash from the White Sox for their number 12 prospect. But I'm going to put you on the spot here, but what does Adam Dunn do for the Oakland Athletics, if anything?
Well, he adds to their strikeout totals. no question there. If they wanted to lead the league in strikeouts, pick up a guy like Dunn, and you certainly add a pretty good card to your deck if you're doing that. August 31st, last day for finalizing postseason rosters. Obviously, he went through waivers. I suspect that the salary was an issue there, that nobody would have picked him up, that he would still be available when Oakland had an opportunity to put in a claim for him. Probably a short-term fix, but I still have to wonder why Cespedes was traded. That always puzzled me from the day that I first heard about that deal, that he had a year left on his contract. He did not have a public reputation of being a problem, so I had to wonder why they would deal that type of player for what was basically 2 months of John Lester. Hey, you can never have too much pitching, but at some point in time, the pitchers aren't going to get you any RBIs. You've got to have some guys that are going to knock the ball out of the park for you, and Cespedes was doing that and continues to do that with the Red Sox.
Hey, John, real quickly, only a few minutes left here in the segment. Really appreciate you taking time out, as you do each and every week with us. Great stuff, as always. Detroit, Kansas City, this thing is knotted up. Kansas City's lost three in a row. They were in first place, obviously, as we all know. How cool would it be to see Kansas City knock off Detroit?
Well, I look at it from a completely neutral standpoint, Andy. I'm neither a Tiger fan nor a Royals fan, nor do I dislike either team. So I can honestly sit back and look at this as a very impartial observer. And I think it's great that a so-called small market team such as Kansas City can challenge a team that has somewhat of an unlimited payroll in Detroit, and a team in Detroit that has steamrolled through that division for the last several years. I think it's great to see Kansas City come up and catch them. And maybe it will be a contributing factor to other teams in the way that they rebuild, and perhaps rebuild through patience as opposed to rebuilding through the checkbook. That's going to be a very, very interesting race, and those two teams playing as well as they have sort of put Oakland in a spot now where Oakland may be fighting for that second postseason spot, assuming that the Angels are going to come through and win the division.
Absolutely. So just really good finish coming up here with baseball. Some of these races have tightened up like we thought they would. The Central in the National League and the Central in the American League. Kind of interesting how both of those division races seem to be the closest when you think about it.
Yeah, it's good for baseball. We have to keep hoping that we're going to see some races, because if the races are over in July or August, it's a long time till postseason.
Great point, John. As always, appreciate you having time to take out with us here on Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day, brother.
My pleasure to join you as always, and thanks very much. And have a good week with the family in Milwaukee, and we'll chat next Sunday.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out as he always does each and every week with us here on the program. Keep it close. One final segment of this hour. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298,
800-965-1298.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family. Or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, another hour coming up. Jeff and I'll take you through that as well. And in the hour, we'll obviously be talking a lot of football, and we'll just continue going around the world of sports. Jeff, we didn't get into this at all. Obviously, NFL final cuts were yesterday. Michael Sam did not make the St. Louis Rams. Your thoughts about that?
A good opportunity for him to go to training camp close to home with a team that had no reservations about his the sociological situation involved with Michael Sam. Hey, you know, that was a team that was really deep on the defensive line. You know, they've drafted at the top of the draft, and they've gone after guys like Chris Long and a few others, Robert Quinn over the years. So not a lot of wiggle room there on the roster for him. Probably not the best of special teams players, which, when you're number 51, 52, 53 on the roster, that's what you got to be able to do. And I don't think he's quite versatile enough. Speculation is he's going to end up on another roster. He's going to end up on the Rams practice squad. So the journey isn't over for Michael Sam, but, the Rams didn't get pressured by outside influences to, make roster moves. I mean, this is a business at the end of the day, and I think that Jeff Fisher and the Rams have treated it as such, but again, not the end of the road for Michael Sam.
No, I don't think it's the end of the road. And just think about this in your head while we're taking a break here and a pause as we come up to the next hour. Do you think in the back of your mind or anything that they were going to make it maybe a little bit more difficult for this guy to make it versus somebody else? Think about it. Just kind of let that stew in your brain a little bit for a few moments, and we'll get back into that and some other things here on the program on the other side. Again, another hour to come. He is Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. A lot to talk about in the sports world. We want your thoughts. We want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Keep it close. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. So much to talk about in the world of sports. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says the Islamic State militants who have overrun large portions of Iraq are extraordinarily dangerous. The California Democrat tells NBC's Meet the Press President Obama may be too cautious in his approach to dealing with them.
They have announced that they don't intend to stop. They have announced that they will come after us if they can, that they will, quote, spill our blood. They have indeed done that by beheading Mr. Foley and who knows how many others that are unknown.
Republican Representative Mike Rogers tells Fox News Sunday the problem is President Obama has no plan and just says what he won't do.
That's the problem. The president wants to tell you what he won't do. He's having a hard time putting the coalition together to talk about what they will do. You're not going to humanitarian aid ISIS out of Iraq and Syria.
The president is in Great Britain this week meeting with NATO leaders. USA Radio News.
How would you like to save money on gas and get paid to do it? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Gas was only about $1 a gallon when I started the 3-Step Plan. Today, thousands of families are working from home, driving less, and earning extra money with their own home business. Go to 3stepusa.com.
Hi, my name is Garen. I'm from Missouri. I heard about the 3-Step Plan. I checked into it. It's changed my life. I get to stay home instead of driving 50 miles a day to work. I finally paid off a bunch of debt. The 3-Step Plan has worked for me.
Most 3-Step Plan members work part-time using the telephone and the internet to build their business. Our tried and proven home business system can give you the tools and training you need to build your own home business. Do something now. If you'd like to check out the 3-Step Plan, go to 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. That's 800-480-2102.
Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says that his country will be flying guns and ammunition into Iraq to help Kurdish fighters fight off the Islamic State militants. Abbott also said that his country has participated already in airdrops of humanitarian aid.
Australia has participated in a humanitarian airdrop to the besieged town of Amaly in northern Iraq. Again, we've done so at the request of the Obama administration.
After invading the eastern part of Ukraine with military troops, Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling on immediate talks for a political solution to the crisis.
Putin said that substantial issues about the political organization of rebel eastern Ukraine should be undertaken, and even used the word statehood, although his spokesman later said that Putin did not envision actual independence for the two rebel regions of eastern Ukraine.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. Or AKG headphones or an AKG vocal mic, only $19 each. Get a Casio digital piano for just $299. Or pick up a Meinl Cajon for just $50. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Philadelphia police are attributing the breaking of a case involving a young child to a foul-mouthed parrot. Here's correspondent Shirley Smith.
Police in Philadelphia say a foul-mouthed bird helped them break one of their cases. A 5-year-old girl says she was abducted from school, taken to a house, and sexually assaulted. She says she was kept blindfolded, but she could hear a talking bird in the background. She says she also got a look at the back of the house just before she was abandoned at a park. A detective testified that he got a tip that led him to the house where a 19-year-old woman lived with a bird that happened to cuss out investigators while they were there. Her lawyer says police have the wrong person. The trial resumes next week. I'm Shirley Smith.
Washington insiders are starting to get concerned about the possibility of radicalized Americans who've been fighting alongside ISIS returning to the country. Here's correspondent David Melendi.
Should we be concerned about Islamic State extremists in the U.S.?
I will tell you, I'm very concerned.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers says too many American sympathizers have traveled overseas to join the fight.
It's in the hundreds.
And they're bringing it home.
Some of them have drifted back.
But Rogers thinks they can be tracked and should be aggressively prosecuted for material support of terrorism.
I think you have a few of those prosecutions up front. People get less interested in traveling overseas.
Rogers was interviewed on Fox News Sunday. David Melendi, Washington.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, and good afternoon to others. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in the sports world as always. College football is now in session. NFL football is taking place next week. US Open going on right now. I'm a big tennis player, so that's why I throw that in the mix. Tony Stewart gonna get on the track once again after that fatal crash. Baseball in full throttle. A lot of the races heating up quite a bit. Got my man Jeff Rich once again this hour hanging out with me. Jeff, one more hour, man. How excited are you?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just excited about the whole landscape of sports. So much going on right now. And, you know, we're 1 week away. You know, this time next week, we're going to be talking about the upcoming games. We're going to actually have an NFL game in our rearview window by this time next weekend with the Seahawks taking on. Who are they playing again this week? The Super Bowl champions are defending their title opening week against.
The Fail Mary game from a year ago is back on. We got the Green Bay Packers playing the Seattle Seahawks. So you're right. It should be a really good one. Very excited about what's to come in the next few months. A lot to talk about. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. We're just getting warmed up. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be back right back in just a few.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out as he does each and every week. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. Not at a loss for things to talk about for sure. Jeff, I mentioned something to you, before we took the break here coming into hour number two, and we were talking a little bit about Michael Sam not making the St. Louis Rams and whatnot, and we both agree great opportunity for him to make an NFL roster. However, I got to think, part of me wants to think that this anyway, that it was going to be a little bit more difficult for him to make a roster than, say, a guy that did not have the same type of lifestyle that he does. Do you think there's any validity to that, or do you think that Jeff Fisher and the St. Louis Rams and everybody else were able to put all that aside and really give this guy a fair shake?
Well, you know, let me tell you something. I'd like to think that everybody's on the up and up, and that, you know, and that the playing field is absolutely level, and that, you know, from everything that's come out of Jeff Fisher's mouth and anybody involved with the Rams, and even going back to the University of Missouri, that it should not be a factor at all. That, you know, all the cards are on the table. The truth's been told. You know, anyone that's uncomfortable with it, you know, it probably just has to suck it up. And, you know, that's probably not anybody in a position to make a decision. But, you know, it could affect chemistry on the field. So, I mean, it certainly could be a factor. You know, and we've heard about, you know, I don't know, you know, if you followed Deadspin or Chris Cluey's op-eds at all. But, you know, there were certainly words that wouldn't suggest that the playing field is necessarily level if you hear about the former Vikings punter tale of his coaching staff in Minnesota. So it's tough to say. I mean, you know, it depends on if I have the dark tinted lenses or the rose tinted lenses on, whether this is a, you know, whether he gets a fair shake or not. I really don't know. But, you know, from where I said, I hope so. But again, I don't know.
Well, and another thing that's happened this week in the NFL, Roger Goodell has really cracked down on the domestic violence issue. I guess what I'm trying to figure out here is, why didn't he crack down on this when Ray Rice, that situation took place, and it took that basically took that whole ordeal for them to take this type of a stance. Does that kind of bother you the same way it bothers me?
Well, frankly, I don't think this is enough of a stance. So, it absolutely bothers me. And if you follow me on Twitter @JRichRadio, by the way, I was very opinionated when this new rule came out. I think that it's a day late and still a dollar short. You know, six games. I mean, as far as, you know, and to recap it, it's six games for the first domestic violence offense, and then it's a lifetime ban for the second offense. Which basically tells me, you know, I mean, you know, I understand six games in a 16-game season is a good chunk of these guys' livelihoods, but you know, getting six games for hitting a female, it's just I don't want to be oversensitive to the situation, but you know, it's one of those cardinal rules that you're taught as a young man is that you don't put your hand on a female. And I don't think that the NFL is doing a particularly good job, even with this six-game rule, because you're basically saying the first black eye is free. You know, and it hits close to home with me because my uncle's ex-wife was killed by her boyfriend the first time he threw her down the stairs. So, you know, what's the difference between a first offense and a second offense? I mean, if there's anything that needs zero tolerance as far as Roger Goodell and the NFL, it's a stance against domestic violence, and six games wasn't strong enough. The theory is that he needed to make it close enough to two to think that, you know, he was on the right track, even though he admitted he didn't get it right. But I don't endorse this ruling at all. I think that, it needed to be made before Ray Rice was suspended, and I think that it needs to be harsher going forward.
I am just really puzzled, to be honest with you. You know, I've said it before. I'll continue to say it. Roger Goodell is a very power-hungry guy. You would think that he would take a much larger stance on this, and I agree with you 100%. It could happen the first time. It could happen the second time. There is no room for this type of behavior, and let's face it, at the end of the day, it's an honor, and it is a privilege to go out there and play the game in which you love, the game you grew up as a child dreaming to play on the professional level. So I guess I don't understand why, like anything else that can be taken away from you or me, these guys are still being put on a different level. And what I find interesting is the penalty the same whether you're a player or a coach or any part of the organization, an owner, is it the same? Does the owner get six-game suspension too?
Well, we probably might find out if a ruling ever comes down on Jim Irsay. And I, you know, it's funny. I was just going down that road. I was ready to pull out my tinfoil hat. I heard Donovan McNabb on NBC Sports Radio bring this up through this whole ordeal with Ray Rice and with Jim Irsay that, you know.
I don't know. I may have lost Jeff there for a moment. I'm not exactly sure in the middle of his thought. But, I mean, this is just an amazing thing when you really think about the way that Roger Goodell and the NFL have chose to handle the domestic violence issue. I'm just completely puzzled at this point. So I'm not sure I understand what the heck is going on with Roger Goodell or with the NFL, to be honest with you. Just amazing, amazing stuff. If you do want to get involved, if you want to voice your opinion, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. I do want to hear from you. I want to know what's going on. So please get on board. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Again, hit me up on Twitter @DorfonSports. Shoot Jeff a message as well @JRichRadio. So a lot to talk about in the NFL, a lot to talk about in college football. We're definitely not at a loss for things. Another thing I found interesting is Wes Welker is ready to increase his activity. Again, this is a guy that has been banged around brutally. You don't your body isn't meant to take this type of beating at the end of the day. That's why these football players, after they're done, have so many issues with everything, whether it's health-wise, from injuries crazy issues with heart attacks or whatnot. But just an amazing deal that is going on here. Wes Welker coming back a little bit in the mix. And again, Roger Goodell making a statement, but not the statement that I wanted to get from Roger Goodell, Jeff.
Yeah, and you know, I think that I've stated it quite clearly that he didn't make a statement at all. He, you know, I think he paid lip service to the to the bad PR created by only suspending Rice for two games, and you know, I think that he was doing something to save face. But you notice he didn't go too extreme on that first offense, so that he could get away with saying two games. You know, I mean, is that so that he could be, you know, so that he could slap Jim Irsay on the wrist? You know, being that he's one of his 32 bosses.
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent point. Again, and I mean, you and I are investigating, and we're digging into it a little bit more than probably the normal person does. But a lot to talk about. Jeff, let people know who we got coming on the other side.
All right, we got Nate Yanez from the More Than a Fan Network. He is the managing editor of College Football Roundtable. He's all about the Missouri Tigers, you know, and the Kansas City Chiefs. But he's a man; he wears many hats, and he's all about the NFL and football in general. So, Nate Yanez, our football guru, coming up after the break.
Yeah, looking forward to talking to Nate. So keep it close. A lot to discuss with him. We'll probably get into this a little bit with him as well. So keep it close. Nate Yanez coming up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, hanging out with you. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, hanging out with Jeff Rich, as I do each and every week, talking sports and loving what we do. We are now going to hook up with Nate Yanez, his editor and writer for morethanafan.net. Nate, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. How are you?
Can't complain. I'm not in the Valley of the Sun. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin this weekend as I am hanging out with my family a little bit. So I do appreciate you helping out here the next 30 minutes or so on the program. I really do appreciate that. Hey, let's get right into it. No beating around the bush. College football and NFL football are basically here. Starts Thursday in the NFL. Got underway this weekend in college football. I'm one of those guys that loves watching and takes in everything, and I try not to get too emotionally involved with things because I'm a sports guy and I'm pretty objective about things. But I watched a football game last night between the Badgers and LSU that has me scratching my head, wondering what in the heck went on in that locker room at halftime and went out, carried out onto the field in the second half. Yeah, things got started out really, really good, but ultimately a total collapse, shutdown, whatever you want to call it, by the Wisconsin Badgers. Melvin Gordon was MIA, which makes no sense to me. One of the best, if not the best, running backs in all of college football. So can you help me to understand what was going on with the coaching staff of the Wisconsin Badgers and how they went into that halftime and came out with that type of a game plan for the second half?
Oh, man. Was that not bizarre or what? The whole time, I think everybody across the country besides the coaching staff was wondering why Melvin Gordon didn't get the ball more. And that the quarterback, man, McAvoy, you know, it was a great story here and how he was came in as a quarterback, and then he played wide receiver, then he played strong safety, and then they brought him back to quarterback. But the whole time they were telling that story, all I could think about was, man, they just don't have a quarterback for Wisconsin right now. And, boy, it reared its ugly head for them late in the game last night. But, man, that Melvin Gordon thing, I have no idea why he can get the ball more.
Well, I mean, they do have a quarterback. He's sitting on the bench. That kid went 9-4 last year. I mean, I agree with you. This kid could barely throw a spiral. I don't understand it at all. I mean, look, I'm not a huge Wisconsin fan. Yeah, I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, okay? I went to Minnesota, and then I transferred to Arizona State University. So my loyalties and my ties are to the Gophers and to Arizona State Sun Devils. But, I mean, look, I'm here. I'm seeing this all in the news and the papers and whatnot. Look, if I'm a Wisconsin Badger fan, I want this guy out of here. That was a terrible coaching display.
Yeah, there were plenty of questionable decisions for me watching the game last night. I mean, you start with Melvin Gordon. He comes out and, I mean, that they completely dominated the first half of that game. There's no question. Everybody knew they did exactly what they wanted. But it seemed like LSU did what LSU always does. And the one thing you know about LSU teams since Les Miles has been there is there is not usually a time when they are the less talented team. It's never a question of talent level. It's just them putting it together. And last night, man, they put it together in the second half. They came out and that defense just dominated. They shut the running game down. They rattled that quarterback. You could see it. There was the one play when Gordon finally did get back on the field, and I love watching running backs pass block, and he de-cleated the outside linebacker for LSU that came through on a blitz, but the quarterback just threw off his back foot, kind of fired a sidearm throw up, and at that point, I was like, oh, this game's over. That if that kid got protection like that and he's just chucking a ball down the field, this game is over. Because that quarterback's got to be a guy who stands in there and takes that shot. And he was not about that life last night.
Yeah, you know, Nate, I was watching the game as well, obviously. And the turning point for me, Jeff, get involved here with this, but the turning point for me was that fake punt when LSU got the first down. And then they went down, they scored, made it a much closer ball game. That was the turning point to me. Then the Badgers go back, they throw an interception, and then the wheels completely fell off. But ultimately, just a very disappointing outcome when you go out and play that well in the first half. And you know, you made a good point. And Jeff, get involved on this one. Les Miles, Bob Stoops, Nick Saban, some of the best in the business – going to halftime, and when they're losing, they make halftime adjustments. I find it very interesting that when you're winning a ball game and then you go out and lay an egg in the second half, I just don't understand the thought process of a team that's winning, and then they go out and completely change their game plan. I give credit to Les Miles. I give credit to Bob Stoops. I give credit to Nick Saban. They're geniuses because when they're down, they figure out a way to get out of the trouble.
I think this is very characteristic of Big Ten coaching across the board, and we've seen it time and time again with Ohio State in big games. They just can't close in the second half, and I think that's more so than talent, which the SEC has more of. And more so than just the climatic advantages, the SEC, just these teams are coached to close games, and you're seeing and what have you seen with the coaching shift in the Big Ten? You see James Franklin going from Vanderbilt to Penn State. You see Urban Meyer going via ESPN from Florida to Ohio State, and I think it's because these Big Ten teams need to learn to close. And Gary Anderson is suffering from that stigma of Big Ten coaches who can't close. Now, we've seen Les Miles in a championship year in 2007, which I'm sure Nate will agree it was the worst season of the BCS era, especially being the Missouri guy that he is. But you saw an LSU team that lost two games and could have easily lost five. And frankly, what was not one of Les Miles' better teams ended up taking home that Crystal football because he's that kind of a coach that he can keep his team together and they can win win games in the final quarter and more so even in the last 5 minutes. And I thought we saw LSU do a great job after that McAvoy interception where he should have made the back shoulder throw. And I believe that Wisconsin was leading 24-21 at that point when they threw that interception and they were on the LSU side of the field. I think that we saw something where I just looked at my wife and I said, Wisconsin's already lost this game. It already feels like they're losing even though they're up by three. So, Nate, anything more to say about Les Miles and the way that LSU plays in the fourth quarter?
Well, you know, we talked about it on the podcast this week. You cannot go into that stadium and not play four quarters. That team is far too talented and far too dangerous at home when the lights are on. But you know, the one thing we got to talk the Wisconsin fans off the ledge because that second interception by Jalen Mills, number 28 for LSU, that was an incredible play. I mean, that was full extension. He baited the quarterback, made a great play, and just took it away from, I think it was the tight end or whoever he threw it to. But,
yeah.
You know, as much as we're railing on Wisconsin, that team, what, they only lost by seven or whatever it ended up at? I mean, it really, that was a three-point game. And they just didn't play well enough in the fourth quarter because they were leading all the way up until the tail end of the third.
Yeah, but again, it was poor coaching, poor clock management, you name it. The wheels just completely fell off, if you ask me. Hey, real quickly, let's move on. We've only got a couple minutes left in the segment. What game yesterday or over the weekend out of college football, in your opinion, was the best, and who played the best?
Oklahoma State, Florida State was my favorite game to watch yesterday, by far. For sure.
Great game. Jameis Winston does what Jameis Winston does, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, that being a former Big 12 guy, one of my favorite Big 12 teams still is Oklahoma State. And I talked about them a little bit this week. saying, you know, I think they're going to play a much better game than people are giving them credit for. And I like Mike Gundy a lot on the offensive side. That team usually goes as far as their defense will take them. And I think they're, I think they showed people, you know, they're not just a run and gun offense only. They played some pretty good defense down there last night, besides the number six.
No, absolutely. Look, again, just the opening of college football is here. And, you know, in the beginning, you're going to see teams do things that maybe down the road they won't do, and they'll get a little more discipline and they'll start playing better football. And hopefully that's the case for the Badgers. And again, just a lot of good action to talk about. I'm going to turn things over to you fellas. And I really appreciate you helping me out, Nate. Jeff, as always, really appreciate you helping me out too. Enjoy yourselves. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. And take us up to the top of the hour like I know you guys will. And again, really appreciate you guys taking time out and helping me out, letting me get on the golf course a little bit earlier than I thought I might. So get to spend a little time with my brother and a couple of my good buddies that I grew up with here in Milwaukee. So really, really appreciate you guys helping me out for the next hour, or I'm sorry, the next 25 minutes or so of the program. And enjoy the rest of the show, guys. And have fun, Jeff and Nate. Enjoy it, okay, fellas?
All right, thanks, buddy. See you next week.
No problem. Again, it is Dorf on Sports, everybody, and you're listening to Jeff Rich, Nate Yanez, and the Dorf Man, but I am going to turn things over to these guys at this point, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. They'll be right back in just a few.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Ready for another luxurious offer?
You know I am.
Good, because it's more fabulous savings from the new paint studio at Ace.
Oh, cha-ching.
This Labor Day weekend, get $5 off instant savings with your Ace Rewards card on gallons of Clark & Kensington, Royal, Valspar Optimus, and Valspar Aspire.
It's a color tropolis.
Exclusively at Ace.
Ace is a place to help the hardware folks.
Present Ace Rewards card August 29th through September 1st to get savings instantly in-store. Limit 3 gallons. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder
Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Alrighty, welcome back to Sports Byline USA, Byline Sunday. You've got Jeff Rich in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm joined this hour by Nate Yanez from the College Football Roundtable, joining us from Kansas City, Missouri. If you're just tuning in, we were discussing the Wisconsin-LSU game at length, a game that Wisconsin was, looked like they were in control of in the first half, and the tables turned certainly in the second half. Les Miles ate some grass, and you know, the LSU Tigers come away with the victory at the neutral site in Houston. Nate, you know, one of the lingering thoughts that I have left over from this LSU Wisconsin game is that you had all the hype surrounding Justin Fournette coming into this game, and you know, when push came to shove in the second half, and LSU needed to run down the clock, they went to Kenny Hilliard, and they went to it with great success. You know, what did you see when LSU had the ball in the second half, and why were they able to move it so much better than they did, only scoring 10 points in the first half?
The biggest thing was that the quarterbacks looked like he just settled down. and they did what LSU does, and they got the downhill running game going. LSU, number seven was Fournette, and he just looked... he looked like his body was moving like a half step faster than his brain was processing everything last night. He was almost trying too hard is what it felt like, because he had a couple of plays, a couple of toss plays that they worked with Hilliard that looked open to me, and he just, for whatever reason, you know, made a misstep or just tripped a little bit and never quite got to the open space. LSU just got the downhill running game going and let the big boys up front eat, and they were great. The injuries on Wisconsin's front seven definitely helped, though. Two starting defensive linemen on a 3-4 going out, that's a pretty big loss.
All right. Now with so many of the juggernaut programs playing FCS schools, or, you know, maybe just a lower FBS tiered team, you know, you really seek out, you know, not who won the game and by what score in week one, but who was the best team that lost and what team beat them? You know, would you say that Wisconsin is in that top tier of teams that lost this weekend, or is there another team that played, you know, that played one of the top tier teams a little bit better that you might put that top tier team at the top? I know that Alabama won by 10, you know, Florida State won by single digits, you know, versus a team like Oregon that won 62-13 over South Dakota, or, you know, your Missouri Tigers, who struggled a little bit with South Dakota State, it looked like, in the open, and then pulled away later in the game.
Yeah, we can talk about Missouri here in a minute. I think for sure if you're going to pick the best loser of this week, you have to give valiant effort to West Virginia. You've got to give some love to Oklahoma State and then Wisconsin. I think honestly, Wisconsin, they lost their game last night. You know, that was an LSU did enough to win it. Wisconsin did enough to lose it. Oklahoma State, to me, you take away the one bad throw from J.W. Walsh that was intercepted, and if he doesn't go cartwheeling and fumble that, they probably beat Florida State last night. To me, when you watch that game, they outplayed Florida State. But, you know, when you play the number one team in the country, there is no room for any mistake. And a couple of them really bit Oklahoma State in the butt in the back end of that game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, what do you think of Jameis Winston? Obviously he doesn't have the spectacular 25-for-27 performance like he did last year against Pitt in Florida State's opener. I think that he ran into, quite frankly, a much better team than the 2013 Pitt Panthers in Oklahoma State. I think that Oklahoma State, even in this loss, kind of deserves a number by their name come Monday morning. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, you know, you don't see 0-1 teams elevate very often, but I think if anybody's ever been worthy of it, it would be the Oklahoma State Cowboys and their effort in a 37-31 loss to Florida State, the defending national champions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It would not surprise me at all to see a couple of numbers next to Oklahoma State this coming week. They played awesome last night. Oh, excuse me. You know, I think West Virginia deserves at least a few votes as well, because, you know, we basically made fun of them coming into this week, and I think most of the country did. You know, oh, they're going to go down and play Alabama. They're so bad. Da 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 da. But man, that quarterback down there, he played his tail off. That's one of the things I did notice was there was a lot of good quarterback play this weekend. From a lot of young guys too.
Yeah, Clint Trickett certainly played very well. You know, I mean, West Virginia was right there the whole game. You know, both teams made mistakes. I thought Alabama looked a little bit sloppy. I thought that I think that Blake Sims certainly pulled away from any controversy he might have with Jake Coker and that pretty attention-getting quarterback battle down in Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jameis, he played pretty well to me. The thing that I love about him is, I mean, he's so big and strong, but he's smart. You know, you can tell that he is thinking the whole game. Sometimes you just watch a guy and it looks like he's out there just kind of floating around throwing the ball. I think there was one play where in the West Virginia game where Trickett got he either took a sack or got hit for a loss, and then the next play he threw a ball that was like 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he didn't even realize it was fourth down. That is a play that you'll never worry about with Jameis. You know he's always going to know exactly what is happening and where he's at on the field. That run that he had last night, that's going to be the highlight run that we talk about with him all year long. That was amazing. And it just showed you, it showed me his heart and determination. And I wrote down this note right after that play. I said, you know, when you watch that replay, don't focus on Jameis Winston. Look at the other 10 guys on the field, because not one of them had stopped playing. There were linemen running down the field blocking safeties and linebackers, and that was what I wrote down was, when he's on the field, every other player on offense, defense, and special teams plays throughout the entire play, and that is a true sign of leadership. You know, when everybody else plays as hard as they can until the end of the play, that's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely no hangover effect from the championship season. I think they ran into a good Oklahoma State team. I think that the fact that 11 players are moving until the whistle blows on every play is indicative of what you see from coaches like Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. But I got to say, I'm not as convinced as I might have been on Friday night that Florida State and Alabama are going to meet in the Jerry Dome to decide this thing. I think that both, you know, it's not just that both teams showed vulnerabilities. It's that I think college football, you know, we're seeing a higher level of parity in college football, especially in the Power Five. So, to West Virginia's credit, you got a coach in Dana Holgorsen that's certainly on the hot seat. I would say the same for Mike London in Virginia and Brady Hoke in Michigan, and they all certainly did some good work to let themselves breathe a little easier going into week two. What are your thoughts on these coaches that may be on the way out or maybe not?
Especially with Holgorsen, man, he's I don't know how you can't look at that game and think, okay, we've got to give this guy every bit of this year to see what he can do. I know people knocked on him for not being able to recruit well, and it's going to come down to the defensive side of the ball with him. I feel like we're saying that about a ton of these coaches now, but Holgorsen and, you know, Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy and you know, even down in Alabama, Nick Saban said, well, you know what, Lane Kiffin may have a reputation, if you will, but the dude knows how to coach offense. And all those guys whose calling card was offense, their team showed up and played well this weekend.
Among the top two teams, you have premier receiver. You have a premier receiver in Amari Cooper, who I know you love at Alabama, and then you have Rashad Green, who's kind of one of the only returning three amigo. Not that that was actually a term, but of Jameis's targets, you went Shaw, Benjamin, Green, and Green had a hell of a game. For Florida State, and Amari Cooper, just showed what he could do for Alabama. Do you look at those two guys as maybe 1 and 1A among receivers in college football?
Both those guys are way up there. A couple of guys that I really respect on Twitter that are kind of the scouting draft community, they both have them in their top five, and I would agree with that. There's another guy who I watched yesterday, and his name escapes me, and I'm sure as soon as I hang up, I'm going to remember it. But there was one other guy I watched yesterday who just had me going, wow, that's big time. Man, and I can't think of his name now.
All right. Speaking of big time, if you're from my part of the world, I know that the Ohio State Buckeyes are not your favorite subject, but they are the number five team in the country. They went and played the Naval Academy at the Baltimore Ravens Stadium. It didn't exactly run away with this. In fact, I think that they were down at halftime in this one, 7-6. Bounced back a little bit, took what Navy was giving them in the second half. A crucial fourth down turns a 2017 game into a 34-17 game pretty quickly. But this was a game that, 6 minutes left in the game was still in question. Does this knock Ohio State down a peg, or do you give some credit to Navy for, the way that they play despite, not having the same recruiting pool, obviously, and having the weight restrictions as well?
Well, as much as I am not an Ohio State fan, I can empathize with our Ohio State fan. Missouri played Navy a few years ago in a bowl game, and we actually lost to them. It wasn't so much that they were better than us, but we refused to change our offensive philosophy. And I say that to say that Navy always presents a problem, no matter who they play, because you know you're getting 110% from every one of their players, and they run that damn triple option. And nobody runs that anymore. So it's a completely different week of work for your defense. But it's a testament to Urban Meyer and to that team that they fought and stayed in it the whole time. It's easy to shut down, I would think, during a game like that. But Navy is always a tough play, and I think especially combine that with it being week one, I don't really think you're going to have an idea of what each of these teams in college football is until two or three weeks has been played. But as for week one, give credit to Ohio State. They did not stop home, and it would have been easy to do that when you get down to Navy.
All right, both South Carolina teams had pretty big opponents this week. Both had ranked opponents, in fact. Texas A&M surprises South Carolina on Thursday, and then you see Todd Gurley of the Georgia Bulldogs pull way away from Clemson in what looked like it was going to be a close game, especially going into the half at 21-21. Your thoughts on both Texas A&M and Georgia, two SEC teams that Missouri's going to have to likely deal with if their path is to the SEC championship and into the college football playoff this year?
Yeah. Boy, Texas A&M came out and showed everybody this is the team that Johnny Manziel was supposed to have. And that was something that I thought was pretty evident. The pass catchers Johnny played with last year were nowhere near as good as on a whole as this group of pass catchers is for Kenny Hill. There is gobs of talent on that football team. And Kevin Sumlin, once again, we're talking about coaches that can coach. Man, he knows.
Hey, Nate, I hear the music. Quick thought on Missouri before we take it into a break.
Quick thought on Missouri. I wasn't quite impressed with Matty Mouth, but the running game is here to stay.
All right, that's Nate Yanez. Nate, you're on Twitter?
Yep, at Nate, YINKC.
All right, that's Nate Yanez from the College Football Roundtable. Keep it close. We'll be right back to wrap this whole thing up after the break. I'm Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All right, welcome back to Sports Byline USA, Byline Sunday. I'm Jeff Rich coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. I was joined in the first hour by the show's host, Andy Dorf. You want to follow Andy, you can go ahead. He is at Dorf on Sports. We also welcomed in John Poulter, our professor of sports, talk a little bit of baseball. And it was just a bad day for Dorf and the entire state of Wisconsin as he enjoys this Labor Day weekend up in Milwaukee. You know, of course, the Wisconsin Badgers look like they're going to get it done against LSU and fall apart in the second half. Gary Anderson finds himself on the hot seat already after a 9-4 season. Milwaukee Brewers 3-7 over their last 10, letting everybody back into the NL Central race. But we didn't get a chance to talk about my Cleveland Indians. They've taken two of the first two from the Kansas City Royals and looked to chase down Detroit and Kansas City in that American League Central Division. But the focus has got to be football. We're coming up on our first game on Thursday. We've got the Seahawks defending their Super Bowl championship against the Green Bay Packers. So, for Dorf's sake, let's hope that the tide turns a little bit for the state of Wisconsin. I'd like to thank my guest and, for helping us out in the second hour, managing editor at College Football Roundtable, Nate Yanez. Follow him at Nate YNKC on Twitter, and check them out at CFBRoundtable.com. He's all over the More Than a Fan Network with Kansas City Chiefs stuff and the college football stuff. As for me, I'm looking forward to the football season. You can go ahead and follow me on Twitter at JRichRadio. Dorf will be back with you next week, same time, same channel. I'm Jeff Rich. Thanks for joining us this Sunday, and have a great week, everyone.
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.